Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, President. First of all, I would like to support the comments made by the distinguished ambassador of China and India. It is obvious, and it's been quite clear, that there is no need to move to another round of comments. But the problem isn't to do with equity or making gender-neutral rules. No one can be against that. Even I myself, I'm representing my own country. This is a right that I have. Now, having said that, my delegation had said that there are other rules, at least in Spanish, that are not duly gender neutral. When presenting this draft decision, it would appear, and if we were to adopt it, that we are only rewording or updating the rules of procedure in English without taking into account the rules in other languages. It would seem fair to support multilingualism that we look at the other language versions. I think there is a need to undertake a broader study as to how to proceed in this regard. I think we're on the right path. I think that these discussions have served to verify that indeed there are rules of procedure that need to be adapted to our reality and to our times. But we believe that taking a decision on a text, at least in the Spanish version, is not in line with the other text because, as I already said, Article 37 doesn't need to be ruled, but there are other rules that haven't been included in this text that do need to be revised. How will this look in the future when we review rules, and how am I going to explain that some rules have been adopted and not others? If we're to pursue our discussions, my delegation could make a positive contribution to this issue, and I do hope that all concerns that have been voiced here by all delegations will be taken into account. Thank you very much.